Simcha Goldberg Pashas Halaisacha Starting the entire way.
We say in Shabbos davening, Yismuchu v'malchuscha Shoyim v'shabbos v'koy oynik. Beis Yosef in Orachayim v'chus Shabbos, the Makoyer is a shayla in the shayla aloch. We say it, the Makoyer for the tzad that we say Yismuchu v'malchuscha is on this week's parsha. In the parsha of the Chatzotzos, the pasuk says, "Ovayoyim simchaschem v'madeichem v'voshichatzichem." We know we say this pasuk in Rosh Hashanah, in Musaf, in the Pesukim Sheforos, and there's a sifra, there's a medrash sifra on this pasuk. V'yoyim simchaschem v'ma'adeichem v'roshichotcheichem yiblo chatzoitzus. V'shchoidesh yiblo chatzoitzus in the Beis Hamikdash, and ma'adeichem is yomtzev. Says the sifra, v'yoyim simchaschem zu shabosis. V'yoyim simchaschem zu shabosis. It's a makoyah that Shabbos is something to do with Simcha. Yom Simchaschem, we say in Shabbos, Yismuchu v'malchuscha. The emes is, it's a great shaila lahalacha, whether Simcha has to do with Shabbos. We know Yom Tov is a chiyuv of Simcha on Yom Tov. Shabbos not so poshut, there's Oynik Shabbos, there's Kovet Shabbos. Simcha on Shabbos is a great machlekes. There's a shittim kubetzes in Ksubas Dav Zayin, which discusses the idea of getting married, Nisuin on Shabbos. It's very interesting, of course, we know the halacha. There's a problem because Chazal said you're not allowed to make any transaction on Shabbos, mekech or memka, and that's why, of course, kedushin in the sun is also on Shabbos. But the shita has a different angle, and he brings down the shita because ein ma'arvin simcha im simcha. Now we know cholamoyed there's no chasnas because simcha is yomtov. Ein ma'arvin simcha be simcha. It's geish oimrim on Shabbos also. It's a great sechidish because it's a big shaila whether it is or is not the inu of simcha on Shabbos. This is one shita ein ma'arvin simcha be simcha on Shabbos even. I don't know. Oh, but I have a question. If there is Simcha on Shabbos, what is a Simcha about? What's a Simcha on Shabbos? If there is, it's a Shaila Halacha, but according to the Shitta, there is a Simcha on Shabbos. What's a Simcha of Shabbos? Yom Tov is one thing. Each Yom Tov has its understanding. Pesach, Zman Chirusein, Matit, Lord of Yavo, Zman Chagamatzi, Zman Chiruseinu, Shvur, Zman Matan Teiruseinu, Sukkos, Zman Simchoseinu. The simcha from the Anani Kovar, the simcha of the Sukkot, the simcha of the going through Yom Neroim and getting to the Shiva. There's many simchas of Yom Tov HaSimcha. What is the tzad, what is the understanding of the simcha of Shabbos?
Shabbos not
chas v'yotam chas v'shur. Yeah, no. Chas v'yotam chas v'shur. But you're right, there's definitely a chiv to eat on Shabbos, oynik Shabbos. It's oynik and covered of Shabbos. Simcha is a slight different angle. What's the simcha? In fact, this piece also discussing that we say Yismuchu b'malchuscha. We don't even say Yismuchu b'Shabbos. It's Yismuchu b'malchuscha. So maybe as we continue to speak about various parts of the parasha, we'll come back to this. What's the idea of Simcha on Shabbos? What's it to be happy about? Let's move to Vayhi bin Tzoya. We know very strange thing. Middle of this week's parasha, Ran Shishi, the two psukim, Vayhi bin Tzoya Ha'orin, and the morning Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin, is actually a machlikas between Rabbi Yishim Gamliel. Rabbi holds, in fact, we know the Chamisha Chumash Torah, the Moin Shabbos Kuf Tezayin says Rabbi holds, in fact, seven Chumash Torah, the seven Chumashim, seven sections of the Torah. It's Bereishis Shemois, Vayikra and Devarim is four, and by midway it's split into three. You got one parasha before Vayhi bin Tzoya, and you got the parasha of Vayhi bin Tzoya itself, and the third parasha after Vayhi bin Tzoya splits into three separate parashas. That's the Shitta of Rabbi in Shabbos. Moses says, "Man Tana the Polygale Rabbi who's Chaylik the Shimon Gamliel," and the Shimon Gamliel says a very interesting lashon in the Shabbos. He says, "Parsha Zu Asido Parsha Zu Shetziok Mikan." In the future, I presume that means when Mashiach, comes and the world is back to perfection, where in the future this parsha is going to be moved and go to the right place. Is that Shita Gemara? So we know that the Gemara says, Rashi means part of it now, so why is it written here? There's two negative things, two criticisms of Klal Yisrael. I don't want to one onto the other, so the Torah puts a hafzik in between. The second one is obvious, the next pasuk after Vayhi bin Tzoya goes, Vayom kimisoinim, Rab ozne Hashem, Vayichar, Vayishma Hashem, Vayichar Apo, Yechashbach was angry with Klal Yisrael because they were misoinim. That's the second Puronius. What's the first Puronius? That's from Achlikas, Rashi, and Tesis. We know, it's well known, the Shittas Tesis. Tesis says, Tesis brings a Medrash, because before Vahi bin Soya, the Pesukim before that, it mentions, Vahisu mehar Hashem derech shleishis yomim, Va'arun brith Hashem neser lifnem. The first journey Klal Yisrael made in the Midbar. We know, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, the first year, Pesach, then there was Matan Torah, then there was Shiva Asabatamuz, Moshe came down, smashed the Luchas, he goes up for 40 days, comes back with Shredish Elul, goes up a third time, comes back Yom Kippur, Motzi Yom Kippur, they were Nidras HaMishkan, they started to collect from the Mishkan, Parashat Truma. By the time came to Hanukkah, the Mishkan was built, came round again to Pesach the second year, and that's with the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, with Shredish Nissan, Yom HaShmini, this is how they say that for him. Then now the Pesach, the second Pesach, well, besides when it came by Mitzrayim, the first one after that, and that's when we have this week's parasha, the discussion about Pesach Sheni, and then they're ready to move on. It's almost a year since they arrived, and now they're ready to move on from Har Sinai. Vayisu mehar Hashem. So we know that the criticism on the level of Klal Yisrael, and Chazal say, the Medrash, the Tosafot brings down, Ketina kayitze mibeis ha-sefer sheboyriach v'hoylech loy kacho yiboruchim mehar Sinai. That's the Lashon Chazal. Of course, we understand. We speak about the Klal Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar, Dor Yudea. We're obviously at a very, very high level, much higher than we can imagine. But yet, nevertheless, the Chazal are teaching us something for us to learn from. On their level, on the mashu of their criticism, which there is, there's something for us to learn from. So it says they were Boreach Meis HaSefer. That's the Gemara that Tosafos and Shabbos explains. And that's why these two took him here or there to be mafzik between parasha le parasha. So we want the Misoinim on one side and on the other side. V'yisu mehar Hashem, this is the Hefsuk. So it's interesting, the Gemara says, Asido sheti'okim koima. So maybe as we speak, we can clarify what is it which is a limit for ourselves in today's Golos, which won't be Negeah when Mashiach comes in the future, won't be Negeah, this won't be a problem at all. What is the point here? What one of the points we can take out of this Chazal? And we know that there's a in the Sefer Torah, there are two letter nuns, backwards nuns, written before and after the parasha of Vayi bin Soya. Back to front nun. Nun hafucha. So what's the significance of the letter nun? And why is it back to front? You could say it's a bracket. So it doesn't really fit, because the second one is shaped like a bracket, a closing bracket. But the first one is not shaped like an opening bracket. It's a backwards nun. So it doesn't really... Okay. We can why is it a nun? So there is a very interesting Kliyoka. Kliyoka talks about the letter Nun. And the Kliyoka says as follows. Well-known Gemara in Brachos of Samach Aleph, where somebody spoke to Rabbi Akiva during the times, the difficult times that the Gezeiros of the Romans had against Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva was Makil Kehilas Barabim, and he was taking Talmidim and teaching them Torah. So he said to Rabbi Akiva, how can you do such a thing? It's very risky. It's very high risk. And in fact, the end of the story was, they caught Rabbi Akiva, And they killed him in a very cruel way. So at the time, he was asked, how can you do it? So he said the famous marshal about the fox by the water, says to the fish were looking very frantic, and he says to the fish, why are you running around? They were scared of the fisherman's nets. So he said, why do you come onto dry land? So the fish said to the fox, of course, that would be ridiculous, because we vadai on the dry land, will vadai die. Water is our source of life, our source of chios. We need to be in the water. Even though it's a risk, we need to be in the water. So Rabbi Akiva said, we need to learn Torah, we need to teach Torah, we need to be part of Torah, because that's our life. He said, it might be a risk involved, but rather take that risk of being caught by the Romans than not learn, and not learning is a definite death sentence. This is the famous Gemara of Akiva. Now the word nun in Aramaic is fish. In Aramaic, nun is in Lashon HaKodesh, it's dog, dalad, gimel, but in Aramaic, nun is fish. Says the Kliyoka, that this nun of his trying to teach us, what was it, again on their level, Klal Yisrael, on their high level, what was the criticism of Bereich Beis HaSefer? He says, Klal Yisrael like fish, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Kol HaPoyesh Bimcha, Kepoyesh Benachayim, Torah is considered like water, like a fish in water, Klal Yisrael with Torah. So Torah is our focus of life, Torah is our chiyus of life, and like the fish is the water. That's why HaMalach, we say, the bracha to Klal Yisrael was, V'yid gul aroiv, like fish, in an original way of understanding it, the chiddush, the bracha is, that we should be attached to the Torah, attached to Torah mitzvahs, like fish are attached to the water. And that's the marshal of the dag, of the fish. This is what the Kliyoka says. And he adds the following. He says, the first nun before the word Vayhi bin Tzarei Ha'orin, it's backwards, it's facing the words before. The words before are Benosom min Hamachane. Hamachane. Benosom min Hamachane. It's in Pasha, Yod Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Benosom min Hamachane in Shishi. And then Pasuk Lamed Hei Vayhi bin Tzarei Ha'orin. And the nun is a backwards nun, facing the words Benosom min Hamachane. So it says it clearly, okay, a little addition to this vart. He says a fish in the water, in normal circumstances, swims and moves itself towards the source, towards the water, in the water. If you would have a fish swimming away, if it could, towards the dry land, as if it was jumping out towards the dry land, it's in the wrong direction. It's a direction which is important. Where is the fish going towards? Where is it heading to? Is it heading towards the water or heading to dry land? So the nun is a it shows direction because it's the pointing of the nun is pointing towards the machane. That was a criticism. He says, "Bisman she sol boichim behar Hashem," says kedog like a fish which is poyish machim chiyusay upoyne ponov el hasafa rachot. Where it's the heading? Where it's direction? Where it's going towards? Remez, the soil. He says, "La'avas inon olim azeh b'nei amachane b'sugonim b'hem." He says, "Kedelim tzechein b'nei amachane u'poyne oyif el hashchina." And he's heading, he's facing his goal is towards a machane. Machane is a reference to day to day life. Machane is people, behaviorisms, normal day to day life, normal living. Where are you heading towards? Where's your sheep? Where's your goal? Where's your attachment? This is what the Kliyaka says, and he adds a very strong word. He says, "V'zeu ikah hachet." He says that nowadays, in our Golus today, the length of the Golus is because of this Ikerchet. But Rubam, many people, Ponu, Peneim, and Awen B'yis Hashem, El HaMachne. This is what the Kliyaka says. So, it's a very interesting addition to understand the points of Tinuk HaBoyreach B'yis HaSefer. Let's look at it in a practical level. Again, on their level, the Klal Yisrael, I mean, but I'm not sure we can take out of it. You know, Torah encompasses one's whole life. Everything a person does in life, every day-to-day activity is full of many, many halachas. Whether it's eating, whether it's nesil sedaim, see from Shulchan Aruch about how to wash your hands, nesil sedaim, hilchos beis hakisei, we're talking about shechitza and all the complicated halachas of shechitza become a sheichet, and benom lechaveir, and oino, and ribis, and wherever you go, there's halachas. The Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, they were just given the whole Torah, which covers every facet of life. It's a tremendous amount. So, maybe in the dakdakus, in the depth of the hearts, there was a little bit of anxiety, how are we going to manage? They did say Nasa V'Nishma, they've been through that, Nasa V'Nishma, Kabbalah Satayah. So you do have the question, as, what do you mean, Tinei Kapareh Chabayis HaSefer? They didn't decide when to leave Har Sinai. Again, in this week's parasha, we have Arpi Hashem Yachana, Arpi Hashem Yisro. It wasn't up to them. When the Oren moved off, the Oren is a few days ahead, and the Onon and the Eish and the whole procedure and the Chaseh, what happened? Then Klal Yisrael moved exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not a minute before, not a minute after. So what do we mean when Chazal say, Tinei Kapareh Beis HaSefer? It wasn't up to them at all when to leave Har Sinai. So the answer is, the Balaam must say, the answer is, it's a question of the attitude. Of course, this is the time they have to leave. But deep down in their hearts, what were they thinking? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell us that. In the Ruach HaKadosh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah can tell us, deep down there was a mashu of a machshava, you know, Baruch Hashem, let's leave a little bit of excitement, a little bit of excitement and happiness to leave Har Sinai. That's the Tinei Kapareh Beis HaSefer. Deep down in the depth of the lave, there was this concept of Tinei Kapareh Beis HaSefer. And we can understand it. We can understand the Torah was a whole new thing for them. Like, okay, they had some mitzvahs before. They had some mitzvahs. They had certain amount of libud Torah. We know Shevet Levi in Mitzrayim were learning Torah. Nevertheless, though, the whole shleimus of the Torah, which takes over a person's whole life, was basically quite new. All the mitzvahs and all the libud Torah. And it's a big thing to undertake. They said, "Nasim Nishman or Makabri," but that tiny bit in the leave of anxiety and of worry and of excitement to leave Har Sinai is something Klal Yisrael had. So it's very interesting for us. We have the Torah, we have mitzvahs, we do it happily. But this point is something, he says, Zuha Masaviv, Ika Achet, Masaviv, Arichas HaGolos. This point of connecting to
the ruchnius of life, to connect it to what's important in life, away from the machane, away from the what's the focus of life, what's the aim of life, what's the sheaf of life, that connection to the real depth of ruchnius is something we can all work on. There's another kliyaka, a very well-known kliyaka, which we'll have to understand how the two things go together. The one in Parshas Devarim, where the Pasuk says, in Parshas Devarim, the Pasuk says, Rav lachem soy v'soy azeh, says, Penu lachem safayna. Chalisol, Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, talking to Chalisol, at the time, one of the travels, Penu lachem safayna. Penu lachem safayna. Actually, I think it refers to this travel now, this machna we're talking about now, this first Nesiyah of Chalisol. Penu lachem safayna. So Chazal make a drasha, safayna north, is a drasha, Loshen hiding, Hatzpinu atzvachem. And there you have a very famous Leoka. He says, Pasuk zeh, noike v'yoyed ad atahoyim. It's a very deep lesson for us. And he also says over there, he says here, Hu amesaviv es kol atzlo'o Hashem etzosnu. The reason why we have to such a long godos. It's a different reason. There he says, Hu amesaviv es kol atzlo'o Hashem etzosnu. What's the reason of such a long godos? And the Leoka there says, it's because Yishmol and well, Esav and against Klal Yisrael, since the time that Yaakov took the brachos from Esav, there's always been a jealousy of any level of gashmias which Klal Yisrael have. He says, and therefore, im yimse isha Yisraeli begolos hazeh, eiza atzlocha, if there is any financial atzlocha, gashmias atzlocha, which a yid has, yatzpinu hakoil b'fnei Esav. He should hide it. He should hide it. Yatzpinu hakoil b'fnei Esav because of the Kinnah, which Esav has for Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu said in Eretz Yisrael, at the time when there was a famine, and the Shiftei Kol, Yosef was in Mitzrayim, and the rest of Shvatim were in Eretz Yisrael, and they had food for that time. He said, Lomo Tisrol, the Kliyokah brings it down, Lomo Tisrol, we shouldn't show ourselves to be able to afford the food, we should try and we should be Mitzrayim and collect some food like everybody else. And he says, the Hepech, Mash Yisrael Oysim, but there is Halonu. This is what Klal Yisrael not doing this, he says. Me she is the money, someone has a little bit of money, my asma bushi covered the batim tsumunim vachashuvim keinu yesha kama alofim. That's the Kliyoka's famous words. And he says, Hu am a saviv es kolatzlo Hashem etosnu. This is the symbol why we're such a long golos. Does it fit with the Kliyoka in Parashat Baal Yisra, who says, Ika chit am a saviv avichas agolos is the boreach beis ha-sefer. So obviously, the two things have to be one and the same. And I think the point is, to connect to the ruchnius of life. We're all learning Torah, we're all doing mitzvahs and doing the ma'aseh which we have to do, but to put some lev and to focus on an aim and a she'ifa in connecting to ruchnius and to connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that connection is something which covers both these issues. The Boreach HaBeis HaSefer was, how can we live a life of Torah where everything is encompassed by so many halachas and Shulchan Aruch and Tzivim Shulchan Aruch? The answer is, a person who is connected to its source, to his source of life, a person who is connected to Ruchnius, is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's easy. It's somebody who is not connected, and he has to take on all these halachas, then when it gets difficult. It's probably why the famous Chazal Rashi brings the Parashas Yisroi, it says, V'atzo, im tekablu aleichem, V'atzo, im shumayim tishmu, the Pasuk says, so Rashi says, im tekablu aleichem, Yev lechem mekan ve'elech. If once he's makabel himself to do it and he starts to do it, kol as cholis, koshis. The beginning is always harder, it's going to get easier. Whether it's limud atayu or mitzvahs, whatever it might be. That's a famous Rashi. Kol as cholis, koshis. And this is the reason. Because the more a person gets accustomed in a way of connecting to ruchnis in life, then the ruchnis gets easier. This was the nekuda of boyeach b'beis ha-sefer. So if the Kliyoka says this is the nekuda of the golos, which is gariches ha-golos, maybe we can think about one or two points which are machazik, this Indian. There's lots of different things, but I think the three come to mind. Shabbos, Torah, and Tfilah. Those are the three things which we see from Chazal are particular catalysts to help us strengthen our ruchnius in a way which covers our life and our shifas and our goals and our aims. Shabbos, Torah, and Tfilah. So Shabbos. The Gemara says in Beita that on Shabbos, every Yid gets a Neshama Yisera. Neshama Yisera, Neusen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'odom, Be'ev Shabbos,
of a Mata Shabbos, Neitlan Oysa Hemenu. Shom Yisera comes every Shabbos. And by the way, the Makor is on the word Vayinofash. Mom makes a drosha Vayinofash, it's a drosha Vay Avdon Nefesh. When Shabbos goes, Mata Shabbos, that's why you smell the Sami, Mata Shabbos, it goes away, so we're missing the Shom Yisera. I once saw in Sefer, that's why in Mata Shabbos, some people find it very hard to sleep, Mata Shabbos. Could be a long sleep Shabbos afternoon, it could be a practical reason. It could be in the Shom Yisera leaves, it's a certain unsettlement in the neshama, in the guf. Yeah. So the question is, why, if the Torah wants to write neshama Yisera, why did he write it about on Motzei Shabbos? It should say on Friday, a pasuk, how the neshama comes. The answer is, many good things you only realize once they've gone already. When they've gone, you realize what he had over Shabbos. That's the neshama Yisera. What is the neshama Yisera? So Rashi in Beit Taf Tezan, I think, Rashi says, V'oichel v'shoysa v'ein nafshoi katsa alav. So literally translated, it means you can eat. You know, challenge during the week doesn't taste the same. But neshama yetzer helps you eat. Oichel v'sheisa v'ein nashikos. That's literal translation. The Shitul Kubetzis in Beitza has a different angle of neshama yetzer. He says, Peirush is pshayis, chal olav shefa eloiki, a special ashpah from the Shemaim. It's chal on a person, goes on to a person, v'seichel yoysan, extra seichel, lasik batero la'ayin b'maisei Hashem. Both to learn Torah and to see the Yad of Hashem in the Bria, Shabbos, you get that special Hashpah, special Siyata Dishmaya, for that connection, that closeness to Hashem. So we see quite clearly, Shabbos is a very easy, good catalyst to get us on that line of Dveikus to Ruchnis and in Ruchnis. We're anyway on Shabbos, we're anyway davening, we're anyway learning, we're anyway singing Zmiras, so we do it without thought, without Machshava, without Lev, that brings around. Bring it out, arouses us, and brings out the Shom Yisera to connect us. This is the answer to our first question. What's the simcha of Shabbos? The Beis Yossi brings down Yismuchu b'malchuscha. B'yim simchaschem is Shabbos. Simcha of Shabbos is a simcha b'malchuscha. It's a simcha not necessarily the day in itself. It's a simcha of the fact that we are Am Segula, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way. That's the simcha of Shabbos. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. That's the simcha of Shabbos. The best, by far, the best means of strengthening our aims to be connected to our Kodesh Baruch Hu is definitely limud HaTorah. The Ramchal says, Chazal, all over, the Ramchal says a number of places, the Ramchal in Derech Hashem says that this hashpah of limud HaTorah is madrigosi lemalo mikol shah ha'emsoim ha'makarvin ha'odom elof. Ramchal Derech Hashem Perek Dalet says that learning Torah is the best possible way to be dovuk, to makariv a person to HaKadosh Baruch. There's another Ramchal in the Sefer Derech Etz Chaim, which says the same thing. He says, Kashi yasi ba'odom, when a person learns Torah, to'ir nishmosoi, in the Shoma, it gets lightened up, lehagia oisel ginzeim roimim, to reach great levels. And there he says, very interesting, his limud HaTorah is like coals. He says, it's like words of Torah, like gecholim. Gecholim, coals, which are little ember, little, not yet as a flame, not yet as an oil, which is a flame, it's gecholim. Ma'at amumois, glowing coals. Says the Ramchal, mishi ishtade lasik bo, once you mishtadle to learn it, oz tislahi mikol ois, shall have es gedela. So the coal, or the words of the Torah, comes up as a big fire and a big shanheves if you mishtadel lasik bo. So this, of course, is the best way to have the ha'ora, the light of the neshama, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramchal adds in the Hashem, it depends how deep you go in the learning. He says, "Mi shishtadel b'havon nosoi, the more you mishtadel b'havon, the understanding of the Torah, over yediyas, b'asher mof salonu b'peyushen, more peyushim and understanding and the havon of the Torah, then yikne kefi hishtadlusoi shleimos al shleimos." So all learning Torah gives you this advantage, gives you this peace of life, peace of neshama, peace of chaim, but kefi hishtadlusoi, according to how much a person is mevakesh to maven to understand the depth of the Torah, that's how much he gets the connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch. That Shabbos and that Torah, that tefillah is very interesting. I've actually seen two different opinions about this. Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim, so we all know, again with Limud HaTorah, he says, if it would be, Chas V'Shalom, in the world, one moment where in the entire universe nobody's learning Torah, the whole thing would collapse. That we know what Chaim Volozhin says.
אם הו אם חששנו היינו מזניחים אוי מזניחים את הצוי מלאסיבו כל העולם הוא כרגע מסבט למקום חסבטה.
But I once heard a chiddush. The same thing applies to tefillah. And this is what I'm learning to not say. So shigar achilik. Let's see. We know that twice a year, on Tisha B'Av, and also on Yom Kippur, we say a piyutz about the Asar Harugi Malchus. Asar Harugi Malchus. On Tisha B'Av, we mourn and we cry over it. And on Yom Kippur, it's a way of bringing out our sheifers to the Bnei Beis HaMikdash and the solemnness of the day. Well, the Asar Harugi Malchus was very tragic, how the Gedolei Olam were taken to be killed cruelly by the Romans. And that we say in the period of Yom Kippur how Rabbi Shmuel lahavshit oyer me'alpono, and they started skinning his skin oyer from him, and kashigil lemakom tefillin tzorach bekoil ma, because of the tefillin. And then it says like this: it says sorfi ma'ilo tzorachu, the malachim started to mevakish and daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and said zutayv zuschar, these people are learning Torah, these people are very high madrega. Why are you getting this? It's the Malachim, we're asking. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Onsof bas koil mishamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back, and he said, Eshma koil acher, if I have any more complaints, Epech es ha'olam lemayim, lesoyu vavoyu oshis ha'demayim. Gizei rehim elfonai, kablu mishashuri tashemayim. If I have any more complaints about this, Epech es ha'olam lemayim, there's no more world, toyu vavoyu. Why? Okay, so obviously it's a very, very big subject we can't deal with now. Obviously, but it's one aspect, one nekuda. I want to hear from Adam God Levay an interesting thought about this. Why Epech es ha'olam lemayim? And he said like this, imagine how the world, you woke up in the morning, sun was shining, and everything was going well. The bank was full, any chayvus, no debts, all the checks are covered, no problem. Shiduchim, everybody has a shidduch, just about shidduch, shalom bayis, zeh shel kayoma. And you try to pick up your kids, they're getting off to school happily in the morning, coming home happily in the evenings. Everything is going perfectly for everybody in the whole world. Can you imagine such a thing happening? So I heard this from Adam Gold. If that would happen, the world would collapse. There would be tohu vavohu. Why? Because a person feels the need to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to rely on Hashem and to daven to Hashem and to say, please Hashem, please help me with this, please help me with that, through the course of his day, through the big things and the small things. That's what chiyus is. That's what life is. Life is when yidden especially feel that we are relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we all, our whole life is only reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is chiyus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years, Yidden have sat on Tisha B'Av and have stood on Yom Kippur and have said this piyut. Hundreds of thousands and thousands of Yidden have said this. How many moist eyes have been over this piyut, which makes that little bit of connection between our neshamas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu till Mashiach comes. And that was not what's going on over here. Because of this terrible, terrible tragedy which happened, it caused so much ruchnius in the world all the years. So going back to tefillah, one could suggest, that's what I heard from Adam Godel, that tefillah really keeps the world going the same as the Chaim Volozhin says about Torah. Tefillah is the same. If we come to a moment where people felt a bit overconfident and not reliant on Hashem, there'd be no world. Now the Chaim Volozhin does not say this. He continues the same line I read to you before Torah, and he says, "Mashen ki mechola mitzvahs, afilu mitzvah tefillah." Im chas v'sholem kol yisrael manichim v'oizim l'espaler loy hoyu choizim ha'olam is l'soy v'voy. It says clearly, not as it just now said, it's totally different. So it's a shtick l'machlekes. I heard from another source that it is. Yeah, so you know that the Chazal say, the Sfarim say, there's never any machlekes in Dush. There's always an answer to both sides of the coin. Elu v'elu divel kim chan. Both are true. Okay, you have to find a way to miyashim. But the thought is definitely true anyway. The machshav v'zikha amas, and that is what it is. So, if we go through with these three tools, maybe we can be mekayim what the Kliyaka advises, which is with the Shabbos and with Torah and with Tefillah, we can be mekayim this to get our neshamas excited into connecting and nidovuk and to ruchnis and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go to another point of the parasha, which actually a little bit on the same lines, it's actually the parasha before with Yisroi. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisroi, "Vayomer Moshe," said to Chovav, one of Yisroi's names, and he said, L'choytanu, would you come with us? Continue our journey to the Midbar. L'choytanu, please come with us. And Yisrael answered, Lo Eilech. No, I'm not coming. So Moshe Rabbeinu tried again. And the second time, he joined. And it worked. What was the difference? Okay, Yisrael joined. Yeah? What was the difference? Moshe Rabbeinu tried again. So there's a mahalach, the difference between the word es and the word im. Yeah? Es and im are by Bilam, you find this. By Bilam, originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, go with the messengers, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant go with them physically, but not in the same spirit. And in fact, he went im with them. It's im, it's a reference to the spirit and the machshav and the lev. Whereas es is different. So Moshe Rabbeinu originally said to Yisrael, L'cho itanu, es, come with us. Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps, according to the Sefer which I saw, I wasn't sure exactly what Yisrael's level was fully on. So at least come with us. L'cho itanu, come with us physically, join us. Yeah, Yisrael said, no, I'm not going with. But then Moshe Rabbeinu turned around and he said, V'hoyok yiselech imanu, imanu, with us, believe of a nefesh, a machshava, then it worked. So the point is where the lave is. Where the lave is not only the physical activity that you're doing, where's the lave? And when it came to that, then he was happy to join. In a similar vein, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yisroi, V'yisolonu le'enoim. You'll be first le'enoim as a dogma, someone to look at. Now, the big question, we had Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Aaron HaKohen and Shimon Zakenim, and there was a pretty good array of G'dolei Yisrael. What's Yisroi going to add more than anybody else in Kali Yisroi? So the answer, I saw in a safety, the answer could be, because Yisrael came, sort of self-made, from where he came from, on his own accord, he pushed himself further, he was an example of what a person can achieve with his own ishtadlus, his own work, and his own ruchness. That was the lave, that was the depth and the machshava, which he put into coming to joining Klal Yisrael. Also, at the beginning of the Halei Sechah, the Balos Chasaneiros, they say over from Rebbeim Gorovitz, they say over Avot, Balos Chasaneiros, Aaron was told to light the menorah, to light Balos Chasaneiros, to lift. So the word S could be with. Balos Chasaneiros, when the person wants to light, to mashpi on others, and to teach Torah, then it's got to be he goes with as well. There's two ways of looking at this. You have to work on yourself equally as much as you're trying to mashpia on somebody else. You have to also go with the nearest yourself as well. And it's the other way around as well. If a person is mashpia on others, that also lifts himself. That's also es haneiros. There was once a story with somebody lived in a town where the Ketzos HaChoshim was in the town. And there was quite a big mevucha there, quite a big controversy. And not all the people in the town appreciated the leadership of the Ketzos. So there was somebody in the town who had made some kind of derogatory comment about the Ketzos, and he was put into Chayim. So when he was in Chayim, he wasn't allowed in the area in the town, he went off to the Chayz of Lublin. He went off to the Chayz of Lublin, you know, to get away with it there. He didn't let him in. And after the 30 days, so he went in. He told him, this is Parsha, at the end, when we have by Miriam, the Lashon Hara, Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Miriam and to Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Madua yureisem ledabe ba'avdi b'moshe. Why did you not take more care before he spoke about ba'avdi b'moshe? Chazal mekadrosha, b'moshe, avo b'she'en avdi, and ba'avdi avo b'she'en Moshe. Which literally means, he's Moshe Rabbeinu. And even if he wouldn't be Moshe Rabbeinu, at least he's my Evet. So there's two different reasons why you should be respectful to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the question is, what's B'Moshe Ava B'She'enu Avdi? What's that supposed to mean? Obviously, the whole mile of Moshe Rabbeinu is Evet Hashem. If it's not Evet Hashem, Chas Hashem, what Moshe is so Choshev Ava B'She'enu Avdi? So this is written actually in the Hakdama to Shav Shmaitzer. I think maybe Yochanan Shmuel wrote this. It's written down there as one of the stories of the Ketzos. So this is what the Chayz of Lublin said to this person. He said, Ba'avdi and Ba'moshe is a reference to two Mahalchim and Avodas Hashem. Ba'avdi is where the focus is on Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ba'moshe is where the focus is on Torah. Now, you need both. You need, the Gemara says, ha, b'le, ha, le'zagia. You need the Torah, you need the Avodah. But different people have different ways of approaching the issue. Some are going to focus more on Limud HaTorah, some are going to focus more on the Avodah. So he said, ba'avdi, avushayna, moshe, moshe, avushayna, avdi. Either way, you should have to respect and respect the leaders of Klal Yisrael, whichever is the Mahalach, whichever the Mahalach is. That's the way I'm going to say, ba'avdi, b'moshe. And just to finish with one other vort on the parasha, there's a remez, they say, in the parasha Pesach Sheni. So we know that somebody who missed Pesach Rishon, it was Tomei, then he can bring Pesach Sheni. But somebody who just missed Pesach Rishon for no good reason, on that is Chav Kurtz. So the pasuk says, Vo'ish asher hu toyer over derech lo yahaya. He was not b'derech chayka, and he was not Tomei. Chodah last is a Pesach, and he doesn't bring the Korban Pesach. For Dichasa, I never say he gets Chayav Koros. It's one of the very few mitzvahs I say, which a bit less say, is Chayav Koros. So the remez, Vayesh Hashem Tahor Vaderech Lo Yahaya, is a remez to show that a person who wants to remain Tahor, a person who wants to remain on the right Madriga, Vaderech Lo Yahaya, don't be mevavel himself by a lot of travel. That traveling one place to another, is mevavel a person, takes away a person from Nuchas HaNefesh. In fact, Rabbi Chaim Friedlander in Sefer Chaim has a whole vad in his sefer on how to retain menuchas hanefesh on traveling, because a person is in different circumstances, different situations, takes away menuchas hanefesh. What is menuchas hanefesh? So he says, menuchas hanefesh doesn't mean to sit back and relax and do nothing. So that many people get very frustrated and depressed when they're bored and do nothing. That's not menuchas hanefesh. By Yisachar in Pashas Vayechi says Vaya Menucha Kitoiv Be'asaros Kinoim Vayet Shichma El Isboil. If Vaya Menucha Kitoiv, he sees Menucha is good. Vayet Shichma El Isboil, and he was Seivel El Hatayva as Yisachar. So the Sepona says over there in Vayechi, keep a Shleimus Tia Menucha. Menucha Sanefesh means a person is focused on what he has to do. The way Chaim Friedlander puts it is, if a person is doing an activity, whatever he's doing, and he's focusing, now, what do I have to do today? That's Menuchas HaNefesh. That's how Chaim Moisa could do seven things at once. Because he wasn't, so to be worrying about the future, worrying about the past. What am I now busy with? What's my important thing to do now? And then you get Menuchas HaNefesh. And that's one of the keys. If a person is traveling, if he is traveling and he wants to remain on his level, to have the menuchas hanefesh while traveling. It's to summarize, yismuchu v'malchuscha, the simcha of Yiddishkeit, the simcha of Shabbos, is malchus to appreciate the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and to connect to it in a maximum possible way. And in this way, the lesson of the fish from the water, ha'perish mimcha, ha'perish minachayim, the lesson of how one person is dovuk to Torah, dovuk to tefillah, and a person realizes that Klal Yisrael realizes we're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person utilizes the tool of Shabbos in this way to achieve this closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it will achieve real menuchas hanefesh, and ba'alos chas haneiros, he will actually raise himself higher and higher. Shabbos. Yeah.